This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tomorrow, Bill O'Brien at 6:45 on Friday. Jelani Tavai of the New England Patriots at 7:30 on a Patriots Friday as the Patriots get ready for the Texans. And Drake May gets ready to make his NFL debut as a starter. Also on Friday, the very first Pudge's pal will be in the studio with us at 9. And hopefully we can find a forever home. Oh. For Pudge's pal on Friday morning, something to make sure you're watching on Twitch or on YouTube, and maybe you have a place for the lovable little pup that'll be in with us on Friday in honor of the great Pudge.
Maybe Wiggy will fall in love with the dog, and maybe,
no, maybe. I am good on dogs.
I
like dogs. Well, don't get it twisted. I just don't like the responsibility that comes with being a dog owner when you're at a point in your life where you don't want responsibility.
Also, I love the listeners of this show because they are in tune with things that I think I miss and we miss. A 617 text during the break on the Subaru of New England text line. I didn't even think of this, but the text says, full bathtub guidance PSA photo from Courtney coming later today on IG after she shared that bathtub information.
No.
I didn't even think about that.
No more bathtub photos for me.
No. All right. Well, let's get back to the rest of the news.
A bear was seen on the streets of Worcester yesterday, Wiggy. Oh. The bear was spotted wandering near Brook Street and earlier in the day on Molden Street. And so now Mass Wildlife estimates that there are more than 4,500 black bears living in Mass.
Wow.
And according to Mass Wildlife, if you see a bear in your neighborhood, you should remove your bird feeder, secure your trash, and protect your pets.
Okay.
Here's a witness, Leo Padone, on WHDH.
It was so surreal. I never expected to see a bear. Are you kidding me? He wasn't, like, disturbed. He was just walking along like it was nothing. And then when he saw me, he took off. It was awesome. I don't want to see him again.
He looks like a baby.
Black attack.
Okay.
Brown, lay it down.
Okay.
All right.
If it's yellow, let it mellow.
And always keep your side piece on your sidearm, just in case.
Okay. All right.
Well, if you're strolling through the woods, Curtis.
I will never be in the woods.
Yeah. In irrational fear in Washington, a woman called 911 after her home was overrun by more than 100 raccoons closing in on her as she was fearing for her life. It is important to note that she's been feeding raccoons for 35 years her house.
All right. Her own fault.
Yes. Yeah, she welcomed this.
You're handing out food and word gets around the raccoon community.
Right.
That's the house to go to.
Okay.
We can hear from one of her neighbors, Wendy Kronk.
I've had several raccoons in the yard recently. My dogs have gotten in a scuffle several times with raccoons. I even had to take one of my dogs to the vet after tussling with a raccoon.
I don't think she'll be feeding them anymore.
No.
A bad story out of your neighborhood, Greg. Jamie Brotsky was at Legal Harborside over the weekend when she says she thinks her water was spiked.
This is a scary story.
Yeah. So she went to the restaurant alone. Her friends had gone home after they enjoyed a bit of Oktoberfest in the area.
It was
Harpoon Fest.
Yeah.
And her friends wanted to go home. She wanted to get a bite to eat. So she went and sat at the bar alone. She said she only had a few beers at Harpoon Fest. Felt fine. Sat down at the bar at Legal Harborside. Ordered a water and some food. And when she started drinking the water, that's when she started feeling off.
But she said she only had a sip of the water.
Yeah.
And it didn't taste right.
Right. But then she started feeling the effects.
Then she said the bartender came over and replaced the water.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you think it's the bartender that?
No, Wiggy. Nobody knows, but the police are investigating.
The police are investigating, as is Legal Harborside. Hmm. They're doing an independent investigation, Legal Harborside said.
Okay.
We can hear from Jamie on BZ.
Like, my brain was just going ding, 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 ding. Like I knew that I had been something was slipped into my drink. When you get roofied, like, everything turns like fuzzy. It's like you're like, you can't see straight.
Hmm. I had this experience once, and I thought it was the bartender.
Mm, really?
Yeah.
Well, if you're saying you're fine, and then you have a sip of water, and that's all you had, and that's the only thing, that's what she's trying to say. Mm. 1 + 1 = 2 in her mind.
Right. Freaky.
Very scary. TikTok has been sued by more than a dozen attorneys general who say the social media platform is misleading the public about its safety and saying it's bad for mental health. Mm. We've been on this for a very long time.
Well, do you think it is? I mean, you are addicted to it.
Yeah. No,
do you think it's bad for your mental health?
I don't, because I'm an adult.
Okay.
And so I think that I can realize that it's not real, everything you're seeing on social media. And I also think my algorithm is not one that I protect my peace in in that way. But I was doom scrolling yesterday. And once you watch one hurricane video, you are served with a million others. So I can understand being an easily influenced preteen on the app and watching a video of, a stick thin girl who everything is AI generated and it's not real and thinking it is, and then being served more of that content.
Shyam, how do you feel about it?
I totally agree with Courtney. Like, as a relatively sane adult, like, I understand what is appropriate and what's not, or like what's real and what's not. And to be honest, my timeline is all anime and video games anyway. So it's in food, a lot of food. So it's very, very easy to parse out what's not real and what is.
Yeah.
But for a preteen, I can understand why it would be difficult and why it is probably bad for mental health. Absolutely.
I feel like Instagram is the healthiest social media platform.
So I disagree, because like, Instagram just has a bunch of the same videos that TikTok does, because anybody who makes a video on TikTok, it's so easy to just also share it on Instagram Reels. Like, I think it's I think it's one and the same.
But there's not as much rabbit holes on IG like there is on TikTok.
It's very similar. If you consume Reels, it's the same exact thing as TikTok. And we've done it on our own For You page, your search page on the Greg Hill Instagram, if somebody has a hold of it, and there's a lot of,
but it does
promiscuous looking gals.
It definitely affects you, Greg.
By the way, we could do it during the 9 o'clock hour, maybe at 9:20. I need a douche move ruling on something Zuckerberg did yesterday or announced yesterday.
Ooh.
So, all right, what else?
Well, we're going to end with science, and they've determined what the average adult's body count is. The survey was conducted by Talker Research for Lilo. And this finds the average for Americans. Does anybody want to take a guess?
The average adult. Is that like 25 years old?
I don't know. An 18 is considered an adult? So.
I would say 10.
Okay.
I guess I would say it's less than 10.
Okay.
I would say it's 1, because I believe in America.
Shine?
I will go with 16.
Shyam, the closest at 14, is the average for adults in America's body count.
Huh? Did they separate by sex?
Nope.
I think men probably have a higher body count, but maybe not.
I would agree that maybe
that's an old head way of thinking.
I think it is nowadays an old head way of thinking.
I mean, the woman in Australia has completely thrown the algorithm off.
That's true.
She's an outlier.
Yes.
I bet women have a higher
body count. She does lie a lot.
I bet women have a higher body count because it's easier for them to hook up than it is for men, because of, obviously, nowadays with social media.
It's way easier now. Like, I would guess that because of dating apps and Instagram and DMs and all the rest of it, like, I would guess that it's easier. Like, probably if you were doing this story in the 70s or the 80s, it would be 5 or something like that.
Yeah,
or
no, but a lot of people lied back then.
People, you know, I think a lot of people lie now.
Yeah, well, they did look at that, too. They found 29% of people in relationships lie about their body count.
Like, and also, that's the worst discussion ever to have. Like, why do people have that?
It's dumb.
Don't you know that the person that you're with has been with other people?
Yeah. I mean, I feel like you.
I feel like you would get all worked up about
that. No, it wouldn't bother me. No, it wouldn't bother me at all. I mean, obviously, if I was in that adult dating world, I would know, like, people had lives before me, and that's not a big deal. Like, who gives a
crap? But having that conversation, I think it's, what are you expecting to feel good after it? Like, there's no good that can come out of that conversation. I think it's the same thing about going through somebody's phone.
Do people ask that in the dating world though?
I think that's a red flag if somebody's asking you your body count in the dating world.
But here's somebody texting in from, I don't know, I thought it was from Maine, but I don't think it is. I'm 57 and my count is 3.
All right. Well, were they married for a long time, or were they just like Michael Jackson that they waited? Yeah. But I would ask, I would say Courtney and maybe you, Greg. But then again, you guys age different is a little bit different. I would ask Courtney, obviously, before you got into a serious relationship or even Shyam. Is that something that people between the age of 25 and let's call it 35 years old that are in the dating world do? Do they ask, like, what's your body count? Well, not like in that way, but did they kind of...
Santo and I have never had that conversation.
No, I'm saying me and Lauren. Early when you were dating.
Yeah. If somebody asked, yeah, I've been asked, but that's a red flag to me. I don't want to be with somebody that is like worried about everybody I've been with.
After, this is a weird thing between Shyam and Lauren, but after Shyam went... After Shyam went out for wings the other night, she asked him what his body count was.
3 chickens.
I was surprised about that number, though. I thought it was going to be higher.
You thought it would be higher?
Yeah.
Higher than 14?
I'm lower than the average.
But okay.
I am.
Okay. I don't know.
I am. I think I can name
10 on my fingers.
I know. You and Greg have some similar ones from the local sports teams.
If I say I went on a date with somebody doesn't mean I slept with them.
Well, that's why I asked what the age
was a defenseman.
That's why I asked what the age.
What is your number?
My parents listen.
Oh, yes. You said it was under 14.
It is.
So they know it's under 14.
Right.
Is it close
to 14.
Okay.
But under.
You're like, it's 13 and a half.
No.
I don't remember that, so it doesn't count.
We were in a car and we didn't have time.
Nope.
But you're 30, what, 2 years old? Like, I would imagine that's probably what most, you know, male or females nowadays in that world are probably around.
Yeah.
You know, so.
Why? What's yours, Greg?
Mine? I mean, it's probably in the thousands, like Will Chamberlain.
All right, dude. The 80s were
wild, let me tell you. Here's a text from somebody named S. Combs, who says 4,318.
Too soon?
Is that the amount of baby oil canisters?
I also think the older generation, like boomers, we're all getting married much younger.
Yeah.
So I bet that the 57-year-old that you brought up that says 3, they probably, I mean, my grandparents got married when they were 17.
Right, so there wasn't a lot of experience.
Did you see that Hulu Mormon series? They all got married young and their numbers are way higher than most.
Yeah, but don't they like welcome that in that type of community?
I don't know.
So that's not bad. I think 14.
This is such an interesting thing. Here's a 617 text. You guys are crazy if you don't think body count matters.
Okay.
I date younger than me, and I definitely only date girls who have a low body count.
Oh, right. God.
They're probably lying to
that
you, dude.
That is called insecurity.
That's called narcissism.
Is that called insecurity?
Yeah.
Well, there are some people out there, at least when, you know, back in my day, Courtney, we was like, you can't change a hoe into a housewife. So some people like to know what the body count
is.
That's
why I'm saying you're the person.
Right.
You would care about
it. It would not bother me one bit.
But it only matters guy towards girl?
No, I think it matters girls.
Well, Santo had a life before me.
What do you call them, F-boys
nowadays? Yeah, Santo had a life before me. I would never judge him on that.
Yeah, but you did want him to delete photos of a life before you.
No, I actually didn't. Wiggy told me that
I
should be.
Santo
has his photos up with his ex-girlfriend.
Oh, I misremembered. I'm sorry.
Day.
Wiggy was wrong. You were right.
Yeah. Have you ever discussed it with Santo? Or
body
you,
count?
Yeah.
No.
And you never would.
No,
you just
I don't care.
Who cares,
no.
right?
And I don't think, he doesn't care. Santo, I will say, is the least jealous person of all time.
I think it's more
Santo
about.
Santo may be the most secure guy I've ever
but
met.
But I think it's more about, what if the person heard on the street? Like, what if Santo heard from friends of his?
Because Santo would not go on a date with me for months because he heard all I wanted to do was date professional athletes.
No, no, no.
Oh,
but
that was so wrong.
It was.
No, but
I was pursuing Santo.
But
like,
no, what
he
I'm,
was not pursuing
what,
me.
What I'm saying, Courtney, is even for you, like, oh, I'm dating this guy, and they're like, Courtney, this dude, his body count is ridiculous. He's knocked them down. You might not ask, but do you think that seeps into the world of dating now, especially when
you're dating in a community? I knew Santo was, you know, out and about. He was for them streets before me. So, like,
it didn't bother you?
No.
Huh?
No.
Huh? You know what? I think that's what would bother
me. He was quite experienced when he got to me.
Okay.
That's all that matters.
So his body count was well above 14.
I don't know what his body count was. And Santo is an upstanding gentleman.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think
he lost his virginity that night of our wedding.
Right.
What do you think Lieutenant Dan's is? On the boat or in hotels?
High.
That's probably pretty high.
He does love a good motel.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
But he does love his boat more than anything else. So.
Yes, he does.
I don't know. Huh.
Lieutenant Dan.
Wow, that is wild. I don't. Why does it matter? But it matters to guys, I think. Like, do you think that was a guy texting in or a girl?
The guy.
Guy.
It was a guy?
Definitely.
Oh, because he said I only date young. Well, did he say younger?
Yeah, he said younger. I bet it matters more today than it did back in your day, the boomer day.
Why? Like,
because
a
I
near
think,
boomer.
I think it because of the social media element of it. So you see all these, you know, whether it's men or women on social media showing off their sexuality and body, where I think today more people it matters to than, you know, 20, 25 years ago because the social media thing wasn't big.
Right.
Like I also think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
There was such a narrative for so long that women couldn't handle having sex because of the emotional ties that all of a sudden they had with these men. Like, there was this narrative going on, and some women were just like, yeah, no, I like this guy. And
but that was an old narrative.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. That's why I'm saying I think women today have a higher body count because
I bet the average
they're more sexual.
No, I bet the average male body count is still higher than women.
No, women, it's who do you think it's easier for to go out right now and be able to bag a body, a man or a woman?
Greg nails it.
Well, I don't know.
Come on, Courtney. Seriously?
Yeah, in Boston, I think it's hard for the ladies out there.
Courtney, are you serious?
I do.
Too many short guys.
Here's a New Hampshire text. Greg, I 100% care. Don't want to know that the love of my life was getting turned out in
right.
the past.
Oh, I think a lot of guys, because of the social media and girls.
But she was. Like, whatever she
But he don't want to know that. And he don't want because it comes back as whispers. Like, oh, you're dating that girl? What's the, hey, I heard she was doing all types of wild stuff.
Would you date somebody? Let's say you met somebody and fell in love with them.
Uh-huh.
And then you found out that they had been with a friend of yours.
Okay.
Would that be an issue for
that
you?
That would be an issue for me.
It would?
That's more of an issue for me than body count is the friend. That's why I'm always like where I'm always like with Courtney and Santo is like, how do you still like a friends with people that slept with the person you're with? Like, yeah, that would be my biggest issue. I wouldn't care about body count. I'd be like, but damn, you could have 30 bodies, but if you slept with one of my friends, I'd be like, damn, I don't know. Yeah, so that, and I think a lot of, just speaking for the men, younger men nowadays with the social media world, because they see so many, you know, there's a lot of women out there that are just like, hey, I'm going to get mine. And I think that might affect some guys in the dating world. Or that's why I'm asking, does it affect guys in the dating world?
Greg, do you think your number would have been dramatically higher if you were able to more widely share that white t-shirt? Like,
yes.
Also, this 413 yes. text, Coco can't poop or fart around her partner and hasn't talked about her previous sex life. Don't you want to be open with your life partner? No, Santo knows everybody I've dated. He's seen me interact with them. He is so not jealous that it's crazy. But at the same time, he's not asking me, hey, I want a number.
Right.
Like, we're not sitting down for dinner and saying, yeah. Hey, write
you
a number down.
I told him everything. Like, not every single, like, thing. Like, I'm sure you haven't told him about college and MDBs and things like that.
Well, I had a people, there's a misconception that I was this, you know,
floozy, as Greg said earlier.
Yeah, floozy.
Well, you made up the MDB.
With you my boyfriend.
Okay.
But I had a boyfriend all through college.
Okay.
So, right. Yeah.
So it was a midday bone with the boyfriend.
Yeah, he had right. practice. Right. We had to get it.
So you weren't one of them. In college.
No. I actually, all my guy friends were like, oh, man, Courtney was, you know.
She was approved.
Locked up. Yeah,
right.
Approved.
She was locked up. You weren't one of them. Because when I went to college, it was like a book.
And I think, I actually think that's why my body count is probably on the lower side.
Right.
Because I was a relationship gal.
Yeah. And I think that's why I say that, you know, especially now with social media, it, you know, because I remember when I was in college, we knew who the girls were. That were easy, right? And so nowadays it's probably even easier to find that out because of the world that, you know, we live in.
This is Greg from Marshfield. What's up, Greg?
Listen, I'm not proud of this. I'm not ashamed of it. I probably have to paint you a picture of the era, but I'm like over 50.
Over 50 age?
The body count's over 50.
Body count is over 50.
Good for you, Greg.
Easily.
Is that still climbing?
No.
A lot
I mean,
of climbing.
I was a truck driver. I used to go back and forth to Florida all the time.
It was
the 80s.
Right. Different area codes.
Yeah, the truck stop. What do they call them? The lizards in the truck stop?
I don't think it's fair to keep track of anything.
No. It was the 80s. It was disco. I mean, right. Everybody had pockets full of pharmaceuticals, you know?
Right.
If that Mac is knocking or rocking, don't come knocking. That's how that goes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay. I love when people go, it was the 80s, man. Yeah. That's all it was. It was the 70s, man. Courtney's going to, when she gets older, she's going to be like, it was the 2000s and 20s, man. That's it. We were just, you know, social media could swipe right. Next thing you know, 20 minutes later.
Also, quite possible that man is a serial killer. It's the truck drivers.
You could have been referring to a different body count.
Hey, can I tell you something, Greg? I hate to be nitpicking, especially after he hung up, but you are proud of it if you call, wait on hold, and share with all of New England the amount of ladies you've been with.
Yeah. 100%.
Oh, he's giving us his story.
I know, he's proud of it. That's why he's sharing. Nobody said there's anything wrong with it.
But I think you can look at the two sexes, and mm-hmm. I'm saying this as a man.
Yep.
They both lie about body counts for different reasons.
Yes.
Like, the women diminish the amount,
uh-huh.
and the guys exaggerate it. Right?
It's like the weight issue for, you know, how much you weigh. You're always 10 pounds lighter. So for the women, it's always 10 guys less. And for the guy, it's always 10 girls
more.
Right.
Yeah. All right. Great stuff, Courtney.
Yep, good job. You're welcome.
Speaking of Courtney, let's get to what is trending.
Thank you.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins dropped game one of the season after watching the Florida Panthers raise their Stanley Cup banner. Korpisalo was in goal for this one. He had 29 saves in the 6-4 loss to the Panthers, but Jim Montgomery standing by him.
Korpisalo was not a problem tonight. It was the people in front of him. You can't give up 4 backdoor tap-ins and expect your goalie to make save after save. He made a lot of saves on breakaways. He was good tonight. You know, the players in front of him, the rest of the team, and the coaching staff, we weren't good enough.
With that loss, a sad week for Shime. But things are turning around because Drake May seems to be the guy for the Pats this weekend against the Texans. Ian Rappaport had the scoop, taking to X to say the future is now in New England. Sources say the Patriots are planning to start Drake May against the Texans. The first start for the number three overall pick. Jacoby Brissett, who started the first five games, heads to the bench. And in New York, Robert Saleh is out as head coach. Jeff Ulbrich will serve as the interim head coach. The severance package for Robert Saleh, pretty good. He will make close to $20,000 per day for the New York Jets for the next 2 years. That's $583,333 per month, $134,615 a week. I would freaking love that. To do nothing? Nice. Jeez. And you've got to try the 99 Restaurant's new $14.99 Big Deal Meals. Four hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99 every Monday through Wednesday, like the roasted turkey dinner or the juicy chopped sirloin. You got to love the nines. Just a heads up for the 9 o'clock trending, we are going to have to put someone in timeout. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
I'd like to put that caller in timeout. Jeez, put it to rest for a week or two. 50 degrees, partly cloudy skies, afternoon high in the low 60s.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.